Blog Talk Radio. Well, I think we live again here in the listening room, Philly, with your host, Priest Alica, and JP3 on there. He's in traffic right now, so I guess he'll be here when he get here. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody having a good Monday. You know what I'm saying? We're trying our best to keep you entertained here on the listening room, Philly. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start off with something to let you know what it is today. You know what I'm saying? How about some Philly talk? You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned.
You know my name, bitch. Gave me heat and the eagle was the thing that they gave me. It's the rap gorilla that still crack, fucker.
Yeah, guess who's back?
Mac, bitch, I move blocks and pounds. I move out with small blocks and towns. Move out with small blocks and pounds. And I take everything to the table bag and rock it down. Fuck you watching now. The neighbors, they in pocket now. Fuck you haters, cops in pocket now. When it come to coke, you can't outwit me. My chief, about to take over the city of Philly like John Street. Nigga, ask all y'all fiends. They call me Chef Boyard Beans. Beanie Crocker, cook coke proper. Right amount of flour, sipping it up. Coke spots running by the hour, shifting it up. Graveyard shift, move packs and bundles. Braveheart kids, use gas, don't rumble. Gorilla niggas going apes in this concrete jungle. Banana clips will make the monkey stumble.
Sheba was the name that they gave me. Sheba was the name that they gave me. Sheba was the name that they gave me.
Back in the mix of the stuff, I'm in the hood with them chips like Ruffles. Boxman, Frito-Lay, for that Frito boxing, you will lay. Nigga, I'm not playing. Listen, whether I make cash or take cash, I'm in the hood eating with my dogs like when we break fast. Bees on the hood and a wheel and a brick pad. Yeah, when I skate past, bitches shake ass. I sit 430 deep in wheels, about 430 cheap in wheels. Small bins, look at your small rim, small wheels, small grill. Big beans, sit in a Benny, my hard pill. 0 to 60 so quickly, how you want it, you can have it. Drop top, stick shift, automatic. Backwoods still smoking, 6-4 still rolling. Three wheel motion, it's for a
person. Seagull was the name that they gave me. Seagull was the name that they gave me. Seagull was the name that they gave me.
The whole city is mine, I'm trying to flood the whole city with dimes. Yeah, I'm in the kitchen, yeah, with that vision wear. Get them digits clear, you can come and get them pigeons there. Niggas talking about the crack game slowed up, bullshit. You supposed to hustle when the rap game showed up. Why you wasting your time spitting the rhymes? I'm getting mine, spitting the rhymes, but still pitching them down. In the spot, still sick with the grind. Glock 26, nigga, but I'm sticking a 9. I'm liming a pound, small silencer, timing the sound. Strict with the 7, strictly Smith with the 7. When I drop back, I'm cop back. I'm pop down, I'm popping for key. I'm not getting stopped. Imagine that a nigga trying to rock Mac. Only nigga did it was Janny. Did it when I signed the contract.
Seagull was the name that they gave me. Seagull was the name that they gave me. Seagull was the name that they gave me.
Yo, this is the Listening Room Philly having this real technical difficulties. People told me I need to keep on going. I got to keep on going, man. My apologies. My apologies.
Peace of mind is out of reach.
Yeah, we're back here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Oliver. JP is still in the traffic. You know what I'm saying? So we had technical difficulties for a few minutes. And, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get ourselves together. Peace, family.
You? What's going on?
Yo, Mr. Ross. Man, trying to save my show, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. I got to get a new computer, man. You have to do a GoFundMe or something for a new computer, man. My jank got glitches in it or something. You know what I'm saying?
What you got going on, man? I heard you playing my favorite lady right there. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Anita Baker Finn, bro. Big time.
Oh, for real? Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting my music list together and whatnot. Then I had to run out and do some business. Then I came in a hurry trying to get everything straight. And now, by the time I get it straight, my computer acting like it's on its period. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So I forget the computer. You know what I'm saying? And I hope my audience go ahead and forgive me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell them, let's go ahead and make up our mind right quick. All right?
Yeah, this is what happens when you're on live radio. So, you know, they got to understand this is not Memorex. This is not fake. This is what's going on live and direct on the listening room.
Yeah,
JP's out there? Where's he at, JP?
He ain't in traffic.
Oh, he got caught up.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's what happens in Philly. You know, you get caught up, you know what I'm saying? And one wrong left turn, you stuck, man. You can't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? And you be cussing and all that stuff. Huh?
Especially this time of day, trying to get on back home.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what that is. So what I'm going to do is tell people this song right here. I'll put you back on in a minute, yeah?
All right.
Showtime. King's back. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
Put a lot
for
the 215.
Meat time. It's meat time.
For the love of the city.
For the city.
All my niggas on the block.
On the block.
12 o'clock when you're willing.
When you're willing.
Fuck 12 in the cop.
Fuck 12.
They wanna see me in the cage. I'd rather see me in the wife. A motivation on the band. And going live on these bitches on stage. Gotcha.
Who got the street? Me. Me. Who got the heat? Me. Me. Who got the city? I'll pull up that village. I'll ride through the motherfucking street. Me. Who dropping shit through the water? Me. Who really dropping that fight? Me. Back on the water. They listen when I see. Who got the key to the streets? Me.
They was screaming free Meek. Now yeah. Meek free. Just trying to hope. Remember back when I was dead broke. Pretty bitches, I ain't even know. Took these niggas out of bust up on the jet. Put a grand bust the ropes. Remember that? I'ma be humble, but I didn't even see cause these niggas told me.
Jump out your
C, swing this LS, I rep for the G's. Ever since cocaine hit the scene, you can get your pills and kush on me. Pretty bitches love my 6-4 lean. So fresh, in the West we clean. Everybody turned and blowing OG. Sticky is to the green and that's on me. This a hard single to drop on me. Khaki so creased and I'm so G. Only thing loose to push is the heat. This is authentic, faded on the beat. Up, slossing to the swap meet. Y'all that don't know, I'm L-O-E. S-T-A, live from S-C. 86, Buick, Regal with a Nardi. West.
Look, coulda, coulda, coming out the west. Got my dub in the sky, people nigga fresh. Khaki fitted Chuck T's, I'ma cop the hat. Low rider palm trees, bring your Cali back. Shit slap faded, got your nigga on it. Overseas love a nigga, talk about they want it. Out of town, fuck with me, staying to the next. Get now rockin' with the best, time to cut the check. Real nigga with an attitude, ass low stuff. Rufus my state from the easy culture. Big Yody Gardena with the twisted fingers. Hot nigga going hard, he will be bring ya. I'm a LAX nigga with a passport, stand with high balls. That's what they ask for. Bad bitches and the kush on another level. A real West Coast nigga coming out the ghetto.
No, I'm talking to you. Are you in there, Mr. Roth? Can anybody hear me out there? La, la, la.
I got you. I saw what happened. I got tag team. That's how we do it. I got you.
Yeah, man, I'm having some real technical thing over here because I must have got too popular up here. So they be trying to block my signal and stuff, man. I'm like, hold on. This computer ain't never act like that. You know what I'm saying? So I said, let me just keep trying. I'm like, I better not stop.
Try to refresh it while the next song plays. You could try to refresh it and see if you can bring it back to speed.
Right, right. So JP ain't even get back in. I guess his traffic jam got him all peed off for real. So we're going to send a little song out there to JP, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're going to have to work that thing out, man, because you shouldn't be out there in traffic, and you know how Philly is this time of day. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is, so people are going to make up their...
I got something I dug up and I found, and I want you guys to hear, but I want JP to be on the line, too.
Yeah, that would be so heavenly if we can get him out of traffic. Why don't we call somebody we know and get that helicopter to go pick him up? Cause that'll probably be quicker, right? Huh?
That'll be something else too, boy. He'll be overwhelmed when he see the helicopter come on down.
Man, I can't tell you, bro.
Freeze got juice like that.
Face for your face, high for your eyes, don't blink. Black ink is a vibe. All rise, boo, watch.
Wow, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here.
Face for your face, high for your eyes, don't blink. Black ink is a vibe.
Yeah, so that's the grouping going on in my computer. You dig me? Live and uncut. Let me go ahead and make this thing.
Don't mean to bother you, I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk, so maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I could borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And
then maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your face or mine, yeah. Just a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, come off disrespectful on my convo. It's a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with
sometimes.
And maybe I can call you up, and maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later
arrange digits. Yeah, that can happen. Yeah, all that can happen here on the Listening Room Philly. Well, say I'm your host, Priest Alex, with all these technical difficulties. Today I got Mr. Ross checking me out, making sure I can keep my safety belt on and don't blow my cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm gonna mix it. I'm gonna keep mixing like the old DJ days. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Ross? You can't hear me? All right. Peace. 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 Anyone there?
Come here.
It's the listening room. Yeah, I was taking time out to try to organize the skill, man, because I went back to the old days of DJing where you just mixed the music and kept mixing it and talking. You don't care what nobody say. You just keep mixing it and keep mixing it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was doing here.
I see you got somebody on the line. Who you got on the line?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out. You know, we're getting through it now. Peace.
Hi, good evening. Maddie Matt from Brooklyn.
Maddie Matt.
Hey, Sam,
oh, that's what it's at.
Yeah.
I just called in
it's
to
funky.
Give my support. And,
thank you so much.
And to see if I can put in a request.
Well, I mean, we can always put in a request, Don. I just having the difficulties with my switchboard and my other type of, you know, technical difficulties right now. So I could do that. I don't think it's going to be a problem. Mr. Raw, are you online where you can get inside the board?
Yeah. What's the request, sweetie?
Do you have Anthony Hamilton's Sister Big Bone?
Let me check, because that's one of my favorite songs. You know what I'm trying to say? That's one of my favorites right there. That's one of my
joys. I got it on the playlist. It's just not on my board. Man. Crazy.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
So, you
find it?
I'm checking right now.
So while you're looking for it, let me go ahead and put this on and get it people, some old people.
Go ahead.
There you go.
The
sound is silly, man. We'll be right back.
I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Harv? Dope a dog, dope a dog. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This name I can to wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Change your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause the habits coming out sound is so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhyme till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
It's the amusement, my greatest joy and deepest torment, black magic woman. Hey, I'm gonna spit this one, Joan, and then move. When I'm done, you gon' testify the truth. It's that black sneak moaning mood. Get you more disgusting blue. It's that thing that no teacher can teach. You ain't born with it, then you'll never lose. That thing you don't want your man to know about, cause he's a good man, it's sure to turn out. Preacher man, leave it alone. I'm not saying it is
We're back here on the Listening Room Philly. I'm the host, Priest Alica, and I have Mr. Raw here kicking it up, making requests known and whatnot. So we had a request for Anthony Hamilton, so my man's going to put it up in the board right now. We apologize, it's live radio, so we got to go through the crates and go dig, and some people didn't put the music right, and they ain't do it right, but guess what? We're going to organize this crime and make the music play. You got him for him, Mr. Raw?
Yes, sir. We got by request for Maddie Matt. Thanks for the support. She's been doing the thing for the last few weeks. She's coming through on every show and giving us love and support. So we definitely trying to get her request in there. We got Sister Big Bone, one of my favorites, too. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Someday I'll be walking alone, and you'll step on the scene where I'll be. Hopefully you'll be touched by my charm, and the words of the song will lead the way. Bright eyes and bang, soft hair, earrings, just a few of the things I like about you.
Just a big bone,
big bone.
Can a brother walk you home?
Can I walk right beside you?
Look like a bed and neck bone.
Look so good, look so good.
I'd like to keep your body warm.
Body warm.
don't know about my spirituality. I don't project myself enough in that way. No more creeping and misleading. Things will work out fine if you do it this way. Just practice what you're preaching. Keep your focus on from day to day. Bless my soul, I know I think I'm dreaming. Cause I swear I saw a spirit on the scene. Was it just an angel or blessed Mary? Stepping on my toes when they dance that way. Bless my soul, I think I'm dreaming. When the world's a better place for you and me. But you try to drive me wild by changing all your style before I even put it on to see. No more creeping and misleading.
No more creeping.
Things will work out fine if you do it this way.
Do it this way.
Just practice what you're preaching.
What you're preaching.
Keep your focus on from day to day.
What you say? Yeah, you're in traffic, man, all this long time. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I was stuck out back. Just got my phone.
Oh man, that is worse. Now you gotta tell the people the truth for a minute now. So see, now I got to walk outside, and you gonna have to talk to us for a few seconds because I got to walk off while we talking. You know what I'm saying?
That's all good. That's all good.
I hope it works. Who's
that, Mr. Ross?
Yeah.
What's up, homie?
What's going on, man? He had you out. I had to come in and tag team a little bit.
It's all good.
We had you in traffic. So I said, like, you ain't nothing wrong. You know how I can get. We know how I can get.
Yeah, man. I said, dang, go on. I'm up here in Philly. It's actually a nice day up here.
Yeah, it's
very
beautiful
nice
out here, tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a beautiful day all year, all around. I know it's beautiful in New York too. It's all around beautiful, man. So that's definitely what's going on. I had dug up an old track I wanted you and Priest to hear. From I told you I work close with Donald Black. So,
right.
I found another track. I got it already. I got another track in here. This was before everybody was counting bars. He had me in there going crazy. Check out Young Mr. Raw back in the day. This was about 2000 and I think maybe 2005.
All right.
It's called Crowd Control.
Put that joint in, man.
All right, it's kind of funky. Tell me what y'all think.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. I see a lot of people out there tonight. Are y'all ready to party with Black men? I can't hear you. I said, are you ready to party with Black men? Because I know I am. Hey, yo, one of the mics. Get ready to control the crowd. Can you feel it? Nothing to save you when Black men's on the track. There is no crowd behavior. Ask your neighbor about the flavor on the keys. Hey, you play with these to leave you weak in the knees. Please, don't take nice one on the skills. He gets you open like thrills, so you can label him no frills. He's a rookie to the music game, so remember the name. Donald Black, he's one of the same. No one to blame, when Raw spitting the face straight to your ear with lyrical aim. You know the game, don't act tame, cause we got it under control. We're here to have a good time, no matter young or old. Remove your soul and take the stress off your shoulders, so act like I told you. We're the crowd controlling from night to morn. You get it on, never get on. Keep ripping and ripping the track until it's gone, so bring it on. If you're ready to party with us, it's a must. We bring everybody with us to a higher plateau. So if you're ready, let's go. And once the beat drops, we're ready to rhyme at any given time. We want the mic by my side at a drop of a dime. Ready to leave the blind in the new direction. Mix the hip hop and funk in the truth connection. From house party to club to the barbecue. Get on the dance floor, do what you feel to do. If you feel the truth, don't fuss, it can happen to you. But feel the vibe, yeah, let it shine all through. And enjoy yourself any way you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind. I said enjoy it, no matter how you choose it. No need to abuse it, cause it's all up in your mind.
on the scratch. That was me on the scratch, man. That was back in the day. I did one of everything, man. I was jumping in there. I had a good time. Man, rest in peace to both the lady singer, Tony Smith, that sung Jamaica Funk, and Donald Blackman. I learned a lot from them too, man, and it brought back good memories, man. It was real funky. That's why, you know, I know where the funk is at. So funk that.
Yeah. Can you hear me, bro? Can you hear
me? That's definitely funky. It reminded me of an album, one of my favorite, one of my albums I like a lot, Back on the Block. It just reminded me of that vibe, because I know he had that funk with, he had Chaka Khan on a couple of them cuts. That reminded me of that with the, it was like Kumo D, Big Daddy Kane, and you know what I mean? It was like Quincy was putting that funk on top of that hip hop. It gave me that vibe a little bit, but it was definitely funky.
Yeah, Quincy did that. As a matter of fact, it's funny because the young lady on the line, Maddie Matt, she had requested this other song, I think Heaven's Girl or something like that. It was another one of those Quincy joints where he put a lot of stars on one song, and it made it a great song. Like, remember The Garden, what is it called? Something Garden with Barry White.
Secret Garden. Yeah, Secret Garden.
That's one of my favorites, boy. I'm going to have to go download that, put it in the queue. But that's what Quincy did. Nobody's doing that no more right now, man. We got to bring that back, man. Get some of those well-known stars all on one track and just show them beautiful music, man.
Yeah, that was definitely that Quincy's album was funky, and that album y'all did was funky.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I wanted you to hear. I got to let y'all hear that.
Well, I think it's out there in the world now, bro. What you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think the Ethel's was already there when you thought it up. You know what I'm saying? So now you took time out and cooked it up and you put it out there so we all could hear it. So now when I heard it, I was like, you should just go dig all that out and go ahead and produce that or reproduce it or get JPT to go to the bank and let's go do that.
Yo, I was thinking the same thing, and I said he should say the rap. I said he should do the rap I'm not going to say quiet, but not so aggressive. And maybe change a few things up, because I didn't really hear all the lyrics, but I was like, that joint's funky. It just needed to be done over, and he just calmed the volume down on the rap a little bit and make that joint fit, you know, a new track.
He wouldn't even spit 16. He just wanted me to go in. I'm like, bro, both verses was about 46 bars of verse. I was like, bro, this is way more than what the normal is. He was like,
ain't normal.
Go ahead.
It ain't normal. Anybody care about no normal? Are you saying,
no,
did you say that? You said
no,
that
well,
on air?
No,
normal.
I don't know who heard. I don't know who heard.
You guys have a conversation on normal. What is normal in music? I mean, really, what is normal? What's the normal?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as normal.
No, okay, all right. Now going back to what you were talking about, then I'm good.
that only goes to... At that time, he was so far ahead of his time and his thoughts. He was like, yo, don't follow no pattern. Make your own pattern. So, you know, we just did our thing.
Yeah.
He wanted me to do it like if we was doing it in front of a major crowd. We had planned on doing a video for that, but to be with it, that's why he's like, crowd controller. Yeah, that's right. Put your hands in your air. Put them there. Like, he wanted that energy. So he wouldn't let up. He was like, yo, give me that aggression. Like he said, yo, spit that like you spitting in front of 4,000 people. I was like, damn. He was like, yeah. He said, because I'm going to take you over to London.
Guess what? All that you just described was a script. So now people like me going to write it all down. That's a whole script. So now when you got the script, you just get the director to go ahead and put the cameras in front of that. And then they can superimpose him in all of that. Okay, they can superimpose him and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
They sure could.
Straight up. I know that. I got JP on the backup to do all my little. He do all that. I just think the shit up. But I saw that while you were talking. I said, man, we need to write this down right quick and go ahead and get the approval from the family and whatnot and go ahead and do the video. And it might cost a few stacks or whatever. But it's worth it because it's going to come out. That shit was popping, bro. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking.
Thanks, bro.
I
appreciate
it. I heard myself in it, and that's why JP said bring it back for a few seconds, take it back in the garage, lift up the hood. We're going to do what we do to it. And it's that, bro. It's already that, but let's get the people somewhere they can go ahead and purchase my new house down the street, your new house down the street, you know, that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of unfinished stuff, man. I got some special stuff from him nobody got, man. I got a couple of joints, and I want to honor him. You know what I'm saying? It's coming up on 8 years this month, matter of fact, the 12th.
Right.
The 12th of this
month. So do a tribute album. Do a tribute album.
Yeah, I want to do something special for him, for real. You know, I want to put something
together. Just do a tribute album. You got at least 8 songs, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I could if he's not on it, I got some of his production too. So
I'm saying,
he ain't got a
five on there.
Voice.
You can put
his
five
voice
on
ain't
with him
be on
there.
Yeah, his
and
voice
you
know ain't
saying?
Got to be on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if you got the production, then that's going to give him some scratch off of that, get a fan some scratch off of that, right?
Yeah. Definitely,
I'm just doing business, man. I'm on the phone, man. We're doing business. This is Listening Room Philly. I got the best people in the business talking. So we could just go ahead and do a deal over the phone like we normally do before the COVID. Be like, yo, that sounds like shit. Type it up. Boom. Yeah, for real. Because, see, that's what I do. I'm not a plumber or electrician, none of that. So my type of business stopped in the entertainment business. So in the entertainment business, you hear something, you get a thesis or whatever, you write it down, and then you go, boom, let's go ahead and make that and articulate it and then make it happen. And then the experts that we got on the line be like, yeah, we could do that. Tomorrow morning, we have a document that everybody email. Tell me if that don't sound like business to you.
we got JP3 on the JOB. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm in the building.
Make sure you get your mind right.
Woo! Yeah, I do the part where I do. JP do what he do. You do what he do. Anybody that wants to join the Listening Room Philly and add some strength to it, we can find a vehicle to drive so we can all get something to eat off of it. You know what I'm saying? If that's the goal.
Exactly.
Because we're producing quality music, you know what I'm saying? And not only quality music, but we're producing other people's quality music and putting their music out there so people can hear it. And, you know, let them know, like, yo, we the people that you want to come to if you want to get some of this work done. And I don't think that's a bad promotion.
They can see the scale.
Nah, that's how you build it up. Build it up just like that.
Yep. I can show you better than I can tell.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too. So look what happened. I found this song that I want to put on this for this particular occasion, right? Give me this 1 second. I'm coming harder, and I'll be right back with you. This my room, Philly.
All right.
Yes, we're getting stronger, and Babylon I get weaker. Yes, it's stepping up stronger. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the crop, it was revival. At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa. With an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High, our mental capacity is wider. Come harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the crop, it was revival. At the carbon we got, this is the time. To live as one, help your brother man from out of the slum. It's no crime, it's blood that he runs. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate them. Coming harder, ain't looking back, even stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the crop, it was revival. At the carbon, we got emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So my brainwashed got tricked easily. Forget all these friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack, do you remember? When we were the cream of the crop, they stole our Bible. At the carbon we got, they took us away from Africa. With an intention to kill our culture.
power of the Most High. Our mental capacity gets wider. Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So not with brainwash got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the queen of the prophets full of Bible? And the cover we got, this is the time to live by his wife. Help your brother man from out of the slum. It's no crime, it's blood that he run. To liberate yourself, you have to eliminate some coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the queen of the prophets full of Bible? At the Kaban we go. To Kaban we go. Kaban we go. Yes, to Kaban we go.
Kaban we go.
Emancipate your mind from slavery. I know one day Jah will set us free. So not when brainwashed got tricked easily. Forget all their friends and their family. Coming harder. Ain't looking back, feeling stronger. Ready to launch the attack. Do you remember when we were the queen of the prophets of the Bible? At the cover we got. They took us away from Africa with an intention to kill our culture. But through the power of the Most High.
That was my message to the world, you know what I'm saying? Not the street, as long as one of us is in the chain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good message. None of us are free. It's the truth.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we wanna expose the people to different types of music during this particular time, so we'll be that variety, so no matter what the artists bring, you know what I'm saying, some country western, we want to be able to promote that, you know what I'm saying? They do it some classical, we want to be able to promote that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Absolutely.
No, I'm saying because JP got some country music I heard once upon a time. Sounds like it was some country music.
You know what? And I got a couple more. I was getting excited, and I said I got to slow down, and just because I want to just make sure everything's right. And don't worry about it, sir. I just want to make sure everything's right, but I definitely it's kind of annoying sometimes because I'm like, okay, you're supposed to choose a lane, but then like Louis Armstrong said, he said, it ain't no, the classification for music is either good or bad. So I got a classical drawing for you. Matter of fact, I got two classicals, man. I mean with the symphony orchestra and everything, and then a couple other drawings. I got a couple country drawings, but I just got to figure out the right timing, because you can't, you know what I mean? It's like, anyone can put stuff out all day, but we actually try and do something here. So I was like, let me just slow down, make sure all the production and everything is right, make sure the master is right. Mr. Raw be talking to me about the master and all the time, just get everything right. And then sell that joint and just get it out, but just make sure it's right.
Yeah, no half-ass stuff. Straight business.
Yeah, you don't want to serve a dish half cooked. You want that dish to be well cooked.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And when you take
you want
that
to go perfect.
Appreciate it. So it's definitely going down. Yeah. This is the Listening Room Philly, and I got a Philly rapper that I love. I got a request a Philly rapper that I love. He's one of my favorite Philly rappers. He just talks a lot of smack, but he's nice with it. He's nice with it. You know, Cassidy. That's one of my boys. I really like Cassidy. He got a joint called Damn, I Missed the Game. And the way he broke it down and talked about it, the game of hip hop and what it feel that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you ever heard it before, JP and Priest.
So check what we do, right? I'm gonna put on this song right quick. And then you can go ahead and load up that particular song. And then when this song is done, you go right into it. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
Then we have
a
commentary right after that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. All right.
How about that? That work for y'all?
Sound like... Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That works.
All right. So you said dude talk a lot of smack, so I want to put on this one song before we go into that particular song. How about that?
Okay.
Don't. Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another.
We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds, trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feeling real independent, but they just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Cause we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve.
Public enemy was on some power to black shit. Rat cat need to get back on that shit. They need to try switching they flows. Cause all of our women ain't bitches and hoes. And they rapper out, got a brick on the stove. Young wrist on froze, young whipping the road.
Come on, dog.
To hear that, I can listen to hoes. You bullshitting, then you getting exposed. Yeah, I'm talking about
damn, I miss the damn, I miss the damn, I miss the game, game. When it's gonna come back, come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap, dumb rap. Man, I done been there and done that. Let's move on. Damn, I miss the game, game. When it's gonna come back, come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap, dumb rap. Man, I done been there and done that. Let's move on.
Yo, what happened to the game? Huh? All these niggas rapping the same, and that's lame.
That's lame.
Cats hustling, busting they gap.
Uh-huh.
Because it's blow ones talking about hustling crack.
No,
no way by on the grind.
Uh-huh.
But Run DMC never killed nobody in the rhyme.
Nah.
They wasn't on that beef shit.
Uh-uh.
And Melly Mel was the first one to talk that street shit.
Real
since N.W.A. came out, cats turned gangster and took that same route.
Man.
To hear that, I could listen to pop. You bullshitting, and I'm wishing to stop.
Damn, I miss the damn, I miss the damn, I miss the game, game. When it's gonna come back, come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap, dumb rap. Man, I done been there and done that. Let's move on. a game, game. When it's gonna come back, come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap, dumb rap. Man, I done been there, done that. Let's move on. I don't even listen to rap now. It make my head hurt when I listen to cats now. It sound like they all rhyming in one group. So take the industry and put them all in one group. Since they all on the same page, we should be able to boot them dudes off of the same stage. For real, I still love this rap shit. Even though the A winning with that snap shit. Even though the Bay winning with that hypey. When I get on the mic, niggas still won't like me. The head crack, you can listen to me. You bullshit and you ain't sicker than me. Damn, I miss the game. When it's gonna come back, come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap. Man, I done been there and done that. Let's move on. Damn, I miss the game. When it's gonna come back. I'm getting tired of the dumb rap. Man, I done been there and done that. Let's move on.
Understanding, understood, so there's no need for I keep your guessing. Follow me now, see, I'll be rocking. The second hand is ticking, still the posse don't be clocking. Controllers of the clock be ticking closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. PRT for short, now don't want more, But am I too much for the mentor? Proceed, teach them, please. Just keep it sort of simple like hip-hop. You're complicated, see, I place it according to the moods of my intellect. Step for step, I step a little closer to the point. Rock this funky joint. But I'm your teacher, I teach ya. Rock it when I rock ya. The king I call for me's a different style of hip-hop. Smooth like a wise word, spoken from a prophet. Rough like a slave trying to get away. See, I'm combined with two kinds of rhyme trying to reach ya. The knowledge of my to teach, so keep your pistol in your pocket. Eyes up, floor and master, traveling faster as I get closer to the point. Rock this funky joint,
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 3-time Grammy Award winner, Jill Scott.
Thank you so much. What a warm room this is. Ladies and gentlemen, Aretha Franklin is the essence of freedom. When I was a child and I heard that voice, I'm washing dishes or vacuuming or whatever it is that my mother made me do. To hear that voice allowed me a certain level of freedom. It's a soul glow. So tonight, in honor of that and of that incredible woman, I'm going to be singing one of her songs. You can sing along if you want to.
That's it. That's what we have to hear. Listen to Rome Philly. That's what we have to write there. We want to get that crowd support one more time. You know what I'm saying? What do you think, JP? Are you there, bro? Are you there?
I'm right here. There? Right here. Right
I
here.
I know, man. Because my computer been having a glitch, so I'm talking. I ain't getting no response. I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Hey, nevertheless, man, that's what most artists want to hear at the end of their music or their performance. They want to hear that hand clap. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, that's been gone out of the business for a long time. A long time. When the last time you had an audience where you can clap your hand because you really love their music? I know you flicking lighters and all that stuff, but I'm saying legitimately clap your hand like, yo, that was some phenomenal shit. You said a minute. What's a minute to you? Because young people would be a minute, be like 5 years or something like that. What's a minute?
I'm about to say 2 years.
2 years, because you went on world tour, so I guess you could see it anytime you want. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said it's been 2 years.
That's 2 years. That's a long time.
It is a long
time.
I'm waiting.
When last time you heard all that hand clapping and whatnot, bro?
I haven't heard that since the last time I was in Philly. And I went to a Music Soul Child concert, and then I seen Life Jennings in the concert, and he brought out this artist named China. You know, I had a real good time out there in Philly. You know what I'm saying? It's been 10 minutes. It ain't been just 1 minute. It's been 10 minutes for me, long. But I've seen it before. I've been in concerts. I went to Brian McKnight concert, Tyrese concert. You know what I'm saying? I seen the effect and the power of the people. I seen at a Tyrese concert, R. Kelly come out. Crowd went wow. And he didn't do nothing but walk up stage and take a girl and walk away. I was like, this dude.
Hoping one of them girls they got charged with. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Oh, who knows, man? He's crazy for that. He's crazy for that. Yeah, because too much of age and too much willing of age women in bracket for him to be going so under. Like there's a shortage of women. Come on, man. There's like 27 women per each man. So if it's me, you, and JP, come on, that's 80. That's almost 80 women. You know what I'm saying? So why would you have to put yourself in a position of compromising yourself with the young girls like that? You know, I don't see it. It's not like there's not women out there that would have willingly went with him and did whatever you do behind closed doors is your business. You know?
See, they call it human trafficking, but whoever was allowing him to do it, you know, it seems like if you're doing something, the industry will do it. They let you do it. Let you do it for a while, and then when they feel like clipping your wings, they're gonna clip them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's not like people didn't know he was doing it. They, like they said in that documentary I was watching, in his record company was like, "Look, man, Robert does what he wants because he's paying our bills." That's the white boys talking. So when the white boys let you get away with something, you won't get away with it for a long time. Until they feel like clipping your wings, that's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what it is, too? We all know. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Some of our favorite artists have deep, dark, demented skeletons in their closet. But it doesn't change how we feel about them as an artist. Music.
Right.
Come on. It doesn't change nothing. As much as anybody wanted to believe that Luther Vandross was singing to a woman, and we found out that he was singing to a man, he's still one of my greatest artists. He's still one of my greatest artists.
Wow. That's what's happening right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, it's happening all over the place. You know? So, yeah, so that's what's happening in the real world, man. I want to make the people know that they please tune in to the Brother and Sister Experience here coming up on Thursday. That's from 6 to 8. You know what I'm saying? That's what Mr. Raw and Purple Dread, you know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that's all good and noted. And I'll be back on the air Friday with the listening in D.C. And Saturday, the original Dirty Basin with DJ Sincere and Mr. Raw will be back on the air. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to flip it out and go to some of my little music right here. Check me out. Fire Rock.
I see the love being shown when I come in here, kid. It's like getting welcome home from a 10-year bit. Glad to see you touching down, ain't gon' be no fucking round. Put that heat to the streets, spit the hottest stuff in town. Bench warmers on the block, gotta sit but not start. It would be an honor for me just to spit for you, dawg. Ain't no need faking moves, I'm trying to get what you spawn. I should've known that you was home when honey nipples got hard. It's like a new world order for the women and men. The only cat that be looking good in linen and tips. Baby girl, your plans
plans might just alter, and your man might default you. Saturday night, I'm the man like Travolta. I spit the raw shit, the hardcore shit. All eyes be on me, on some real shit, core shit. The people still screaming, aw shit, cause you see, I set them straight in 88. 02, I blow through, come on.
When people do you evil, it's difficult to love them. And if we have become the number one evildoers to one another, we are preaching a hatred now. In our community...
Hey yo, niggas know I roll with missionaries to cause obituaries with mad kids and berry for thinking that they was getting near me. Just like a jury to...
With the rhyme, now it's time for me to set it off. Talking about the ghetto man sounds that he making off. Growing as a youngster, the ghetto man was rocking. The sounds we be popping and the neighborhood was watching. The sun would start to dimmer as the horn began to sound. My pipe and out with every shot to make you put away your dinner. And everybody's ready for the show. I think you're about to blow to make you hit the blow and dance. You put you in a trance. The Isle of Man and elaborate on how it's funky. Switching up the notes to keep you feeling like a junkie. That old thing that he played like a brand new trumpet. The way he kept my neighborhood thumping. He never read music because he played by the ear. And never wanted money when he played for his peers and his friends. He drank a little gin on the slide with his rim to the side. Dipping low, he gave a sigh and went. Now I never knew his name, but he played till the morn, playing song after song when he blew the ghetto horn. Trouble in the land when the man took a stand on the block. He would rock, even cops came to stop on the spot to take a coffee break and eat a donut. Now why you tripping? Showing up the sound that make you go nuts. I simply couldn't believe the way he played. Oh yes, indeed, never playing out of greed, but he had just what you need to have a hell of a day. And you could be down in the dumps when he pumped on the double. You forgot about your troubles that you had. You don't believe me? Ask Mr. Johnson, who complained about his horn. But once he heard the horn, he was dancing in the street, party hard and move your body. Come on and shake your booty, I shot, do your duty. Attracting all ages, the older and the younger. He always kept it cool, but I always had to wonder how he played like a magician. Up until the morn, up until the break of dawn, when he blew the ghetto horn.
Yeah, we back here in the listening room in D.C. Philly, excuse me. Got my crew in the room, so they all got me all jumbled up. Mr. Raw, you got anything you want to say to these people before we cast off?
Yo, man, it was a blast, man. That scratching brought me back. Remember, with some good music going on, man. Tell them to tune in. Tell them to cook out some cooking. We doing cooking. Come out, man.
Yeah.
vegetarian stew with so much flavor, you're going to think meat is inside of it, boy. So just stick and follow the...
No, I guess that means it's going platinum when they come out, right?
We're going to see what you put on it, Joe. We're going to see the ingredients.
I like it. Well, see, I'm without even touching it, I already know it's going platinum. See, I'm going that far. And that's before you get it back to finish touch. That's before you get it finished touch. Huh? Bring the noise. That's what they used to tell us. They used to tell us that when we were younger, bring the noise. Don't talk no shit, just bring the noise. You know what I'm saying?
The noise.
So, what are you saying? What are you saying, JP? You threw that out at me. You don't know I'm going to hit it back.
Just bring the noise.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
So, yeah. That's been a great show here with JP3 and Mr. Raw here on the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Prince Oliver. We wanted to go ahead and let you know we're living for the city. We love you. We want your best for you all the time. Do your best to do your best. I'm out. That's how we're going to do it tonight. Anything, Mr. Raw, you want to tell the people?
Just keep blessings and be safe out there. The world's crazy, but we crazy along with it. Keep
That's
safe.
What it is. What are you saying, JP?
Peace and love to the planet. See y'all soon.
That's what's happening, man. We're going to be like we living in the city, man. We out.